Hi, Mr. K here. Can you believe it has been 5 weeks of school and we just keep on moving? Here are some reminders of the next few weeks for you. Today we had our Monday morning meeting, and if you have not signed up for Outdoor Ed, please check out the emails that have been sent with links to register your child on Camp Docs and get those dues in. If you're paying by check, please make the $350 check amount payable to Canyon View Elementary. This week, October 2nd, 100 Mile Club kicks off with a run after school. On October 7th through 11th, we have our conference week. Please be sure that you are here on time and are or prepared for your home visit and have all the necessary information sent to Mr. K, me. During that week, we have a minimum day schedule and no school on Tuesday, October 8th. On October 9th, we have a makeup picture day in case you need to retake your picture. The following week, we have no school on October 14th, and then the Great California Shakeout. I'd still want to take another opportunity to tell you just how much our PTA does and encourage you to join our PTA and pledge to our drive. PTA funds and supports so many things at our schools. A few of them that you probably recognize are Taste of Canyon View and Art Masters. New this year is our three innovation labs in the villas. Every week, each class, I believe it's grades 3 through 6, maybe even younger, get to attend for 1 hour and spend the hour learning about STEM activities, science, technology, engineering, and math, through activities like 3D printing, coding, and creating rocket launchers, which was awesome. Some talking points from this last week. We introduced a new song. It's called This Moment. Ask your child what they think that song means and why we sing those words. Last week, we also had some guest teachers come from Woodbury Elementary, Mr. Gray and Mrs. Gray. They taught us a bit about Readers and Writers Workshop, introducing us to the format and to the practices of readers and writers. In math, we started exploring just how important it is to attend to precision. Ask your child why and what difference does it make if we are precise in our mathematical calculations. In the STEM lab, we continued to design a 3D print. Ask them what design did they print. In big history, we explored claim testing and snap judgments. For this next week, Reader's Workshop continues, and we'll spend a lot of time getting our fall conferences ready, but we'll also look into character traits in our books. In Writer's Workshop, we're beginning informative writing. We started by sketching our very first infographic, and we're trying to understand how do we communicate information effectively for our audience. In math, we're still dividing fractions. Now it's fractions with other or by other fractions. There is now a family resources link directly to the content and curriculum that we are using in class right now. We are in Unit 4, which is exploring division. Check those out if you have any other questions about math or how you can support at home. We also introduced Yohaku puzzles, and those are a Sudoku sort of number calculation puzzle, and the kids loved it today. In history, we're exploring Hammurabi's code, using data-based or document-based questions. For science this week, STEM Lab continues and the Science Fair project is on its way. Thanks for tuning in and make today awesome.
Myself and my ability to do my best. I have the power to decide who I will be inside. I have this moment and I will not let it go. This day will be no hope. reason. I will read, I will write. I have this moment, and I will not let it go. This day will be, no, oh, oh, oh. I can use this day or throw it away. This day will be, no, oh, oh, oh. I have this moment, and I will not let it go. This day will be no more. Oh, oh, I can use this day I throw away. This day will be no more. Oh, oh, no more. Oh, oh, no more.